Because if we say anything and then we miss it, there's no going back. Don't do that, Pablo.
We're in the lab.
Oh, wait, no, it's green. It's our time to shine. I'm going to go ahead and start and say that I feel like I'm an easy-ass bitch.
Okay.
And I will explain why.
I was like, this is a really strong start. Okay.
Really, really strong start because, honestly, it is all based on how you look is how easy I am. I'm sorry. And it's a really, really bad, I have to break it. Because if I'm attracted to you and if I, like, see, if I'm, like, curious about how you are, and there's, like, an anticipation, I'm a fuck. Like, it's just gonna happen. Like, it's gonna...
Well, yeah, girl, duh.
So, but it's, like, obviously, if you're not cute, then, like, I'm not going to because I'm not attracted to you. But even at then, I probably still will.
Even if you're not cute?
Even if they're not fully attractive, but, like, there's something about their personality that I like, I'll, like, still, I'll do that. And
so wait, but you were saying earlier that you only like, or that you'll do anything when you like the way they look.
Uh-huh.
So do you...
So if I like the way that they look and I also like their personality, it's like a go,
So when you only like their personality, you won't do whatever they say.
No, I won't do whatever they say, but like if I am in a moment of weakness and I want
to
you know, F-U-C-K.
Oh, okay. Amanda, are you... You're not easy. I thought you meant when you were saying, like, I'm an easy girl. I thought you were saying, like I'm an easygoing girl. Like,
no.
Oh, no, girl. Now says we jump it right. Do it.
I mean, like, when... I just think that I don't hold out all that well. And it's just like,
neither do I. It's fine. It doesn't mean that you're...
But like, all I'm saying is that if you look good, best believe... Oh, this is so bad. But like, best believe the first date, first night, it's down.
That's why I don't go on dates, bitch.
And it's... I know, exactly. Because dates are actually pretty, pretty dangerous. Because you never... You might fuck around and catch a body. Who knows?
I have never been on a date and haven't fucked. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro.
You've never been on a date and haven't fucked.
Yeah.
So...
What were we saying? Sorry.
Yeah. Because then this is what happened. Like, this is why I feel like it's a problem. Because they don't call me back after. That's the issue. Is that after a while, ghosting will happen. You know what I mean? Like, after probably the first or second time, they're just like, okay, I got what I wanted.
You know? Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, then they go, like, ghost, which is funny because I also go ghost. But it's just, like, when it's done to you, it actually hurts.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. Yeah.
I never realized.
The fact that I have to experience this so late in my life right now, the first time getting ghosted, and it's by, like, the dumbest person ever, like, the person that, okay, not dumb, but, like, the person that I really should have, like, not
cared.
Yeah. Like, the person that I really didn't care about ghosted me, I'm just like...
You're ghosting me? Even you? What's the matter? What am I doing wrong?
Actually, I guess I'm being ghosted right now, which is fine.
Well, I don't know. It's not even what am I doing wrong. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I still think that I'm a prize, and I think that it's, like, a pleasure being with me. Like, I'm great. I just am saying that, like, I'm definitely put myself in situations where I'm just like, it's just gonna happen. And, like, because it doesn't matter what anyone says, guys do judge it. Just like how kind of girls judge, like, a guy if they're being too much in the beginning. It's like in the back of our heads, we'll think, like, is he like this with everybody?
Yeah.
I know that guys think the same way about girls that, like...
And he is like that with everybody. Just a disclaimer, if he is like that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like...
I thought we should make that clear.
That's what I mean. But it's also just, like, fuck what everybody thinks. Like, fuck what people think. But it is also what people think in the back of their heads. It's, like, It's like a prejudgment of you.
Your relationship with them too.
Guys do think that. I mean, and so it's just like
yeah, I guess you can say that maybe we do need to hold out a little. Is that what I've come to the conclusion?
The conclusion is that we're easy and we're gonna work on it.
Okay. I'm gonna chill. Because we is a lot. Okay, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm easy.
We're gonna work on it though. Don't come into our DMs trying to slide because we're gonna say no. I feel
like when people hear easy, they automatically assume like we sleep with everybody. Like that's not true. It just means if I'm interested in you, I'm gonna fuck you. Like that's kind of just.
But you know, but. I'm just saying that's exactly the point. Is like if I find interest in you, just a spark. Of interest, like we could like the same cognac.
But you know what? When I dated my ex-boyfriend, I kind of like, I wasn't thinking about that until we started dating. So actually, yeah, he's actually the only. Wow! Oh my god.
What?
He's the only person that like would take me on dates and we wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, but you know what's so okay? Since we're talking about exes here, I was talking to my ex the other day. And I was on FaceTime, and my mom was in the background. Yeah, and my mom was in the background. And so he's just like, is your mom there? And then so they had this whole conversation or whatever. And to be honest, my ex is the only, I don't have anyone else to compare him to, but he is the only one that she, like, loves.
Adores.
Yeah. And I'm just like... Okay, but it makes sense because I don't have any other ex. I need to get another boyfriend.
Yeah.
I am in the market.
By the way, I am also in the market, and but I am literally so emotionally unavailable. You don't even try.
And don't think that it's weird that I was on FaceTime with my ex. That's neither here nor there.
Basically, what we're saying is fuck your ex. Fuck your friend. Fuck your girlfriend.
Boyfriend. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because we ready.
We just want everybody to have a good time. We just want everybody to, you know. I just feel like the world is a better place when everybody gets their goods.
And to be honest,
you know.
When one door closes, the other one opens. I don't care.
What do you mean by that?
Everything happens for
What do you mean by that?
I don't know what I mean by that. I just mean that, like...
Ooh, why was that so funny?
I don't know.
Shit, sorry.
I don't know what I mean by that. Girl. Where were we going with that?
I just think that...
This is the problem. This is the thing. Okay, and I'm just gonna say it. Recently, I met someone, obviously, and it probably only took, like, a week. You feel me? A week of knowing them and of just, like, having... googly eyes or whatever to each other, which is so stupid to me. Like, it's not stupid, but it's just kind of like
it does feel nice, doesn't it though?
It's nice. Yeah, that's basically what I mean. That's like it's the stupid only thing and it's I nice
miss, is to be like, oh,
to be excited to about someone. Boo. Yeah, well, like, guess
you know
what
I mean, like, oh, I get to go get some cuddles, like I miss it. But I don't want it from anybody, so don't even try it. Unless you're like my type, then
We, you know. So, anyway, it only took, like...
I'm sorry.
It only took a week. And then, I want to say it happened maybe, like, 3 times. And then, obviously, gone. Poof.
What
done.
Happened 3 times? Elaborate. They don't know what you're talking about.
It! The deed. The S, E, and the X. The sex. Inter and the...
In case you needed somebody to say it for you.
That's what happened. And I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And then we did it again and then again. And then after you have one bite, you just want it all.
You want it
but
all.
It's so stupid because it's
just
not
give
like
me a little
I want
taste
it.
And then expect me not to want the whole fucking cake.
That's
bitch.
What I'm saying, but it's better this way. Like, if anything, I want you to, like, ghost me so that it gives me time to elaborate and to fully think about my actions and to be like, you know what? I don't even really want it that bad.
Somebody like, oh, hey, good morning. Like, being called pretty when you wake up is, like, so underrated. Like, right when you wake up, I'm like, stop it. I look like shit. I look like shit right now. But then, like, and it's also just, like, having somebody to talk to every day was really nice. Which, because I don't really do that. I don't, like, talk to some. I don't, like, text somebody all day, you know? And it was nice to, like, have somebody to look forward to, like, just even to go to, like, Disney with. Or go on a date with, and or just, like, do some fun shit with. Like, go out and get drunk together with. Like, I just feel like, for me, it's too complicated to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I make it too complicated.
Because we get in our feelings too fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
But shit, can you blame us? We have feelings. No, I don't know.
And then these guys be calling you vicious. And shit, and that we're, oh, we're, there's such bitches and whatever, when we, like, don't care. But then as soon as we fucking care, what happens? You guys are the worst. That's just in my opinion. However, I don't know. I have also not have had the best examples in love lives, which is fine.
So, like,
I feel like that's why I feel my powers are going to waste right now. I'm like, I could totally be such a housewife if I could just, like, find somebody that, like, I could be that too.
I don't know.
But like, I could be that too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not because I'm trying to, like, look for somebody, but because I want to be that for somebody.
It's gonna happen, though.
I know.
Like, because my whole thing is, like, I'm gonna get to the point where I'm gonna want to do that. And so, because I feel like right now I'm just not really allowing it.
Yeah.
Because I was going over to this guy's house, and I was, like, and I had made him breakfast one morning, and I really hated the way that I felt when I made him breakfast, because it just felt so, like, ew, I hate catering to this guy who's not my man. Like, he's just, like, a guy that I just, like, sucked his dick. You know what I mean? And now I'm, like, what, making you breakfast? Like, are you crazy? But, like, wait, I don't know if that's bad, though.
What's the stupidest thing that you've ever done for a guy? That you looked at it and you were like, damn, bitch, like...
Doing his laundry, folding his clothes.
And he wasn't your man?
Yeah.
Okay. I think mine would be buying this kid a fucking mattress topper. Like...
Yeah. I've also bought his, like, sister's fucking, like, bought his sister, like, a fucking birthday thing and said it was from him. Bullshit like that.
I baked a cheesecake for a motherfucker who's ungrateful as
well. I made cookies for someone. I'm gonna put all this in. I made cookies ahead, for girl. Someone, and they, like, stood me up that same night. I baked cookies for him.
Let's just have a confessional right now. Let me see. I know I've done so many stupid things.
For sure is, like, I definitely did his laundry and folded his clothes and, like, tried to clean his room. Oh, yeah,
cleaned his entire house for no reason. Just because... Granted, I like to do that, but...
But I have not been that low since. Like, I have not done that for a guy since.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what
I can't even, I did. Like, really cuddle a guy anymore. Like, if I... Because, you know, like, I do have, like, one person that I pretty much, like, have sex with. But, like, there's those few stranglers that they be coming in sometimes. And when I do, like, I do find myself, like, not trying to, like... I feel so just, like... scandalous. Like, I don't know, I'm like, ooh, I don't want to cuddle. Like, that's weird. I don't want to cuddle with you.
Yeah, no, but I always do. I hit it and quit it.
Teach me.
I don't know, you just have to, like, because I want to get up like and that. Because the thing is that people like to, like, lay in bed all day. Mm-hmm. Especially people that work in nightlife, they don't want to get up in the morning and, like, go to the gym and do mm-hmm. shit. They want to stay in bed. So it's just, like, I'm not like that. Like, I like to get up, and I like to go to the gym, and I like to just do shit and, like, go on a bike ride. Like, I'm just very up. And that's, like, one big reason why I'm probably like that is because I'll go over to their house at night, and, like, sometimes I will stay up, like, all night until, like, 4 in the morning, and then, like, probably sleep for, like, a little bit with them, And then as soon as, like, I get up in the morning and maybe we have sex one more time, or I suck your dick one more time, and I'm like, okay, bye, I gotta go. And it's, like, 8:30 or pushing 9, and... Because I can't really remember the last time a guy, like, wanted to, like, cook me breakfast. Like, it's always like, hey, you like to cook? You know how to work the kitchen? You want to make us some breakfast? And then, of course, it's us? Just like, okay, yeah. Yeah, whatever. Like, I'll make us breakfast. But then it's just like, I can't remember, like, the last time a guy did that for me. Like, straight up. Which is fine. I don't, whatever.
Oh, my God. Can you just imagine being brought breakfast in bed?
That's crazy.
I can't. You know, I used to have that. I did. And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I look at, like, sometimes I'd be missing that, and I'm like, Grace, you just miss the actions, you didn't necessarily miss that.
No, but did I tell you how, like, there was one day that I was with Sabrina, and I was talking so much shit about how there is no men that are chivalrous anymore, no one fucking opens the door. Yo, I went to this fucking, like, I went to AutoZone, and me and this guy were walking to the door at the same pace, everything. We stop. I wait for him to open the door for me, right? He's looking at me. So I literally, this is what I said. I was like, that's crazy. And I just opened the door and I just, like, fucking go in. Like, he didn't open the door for me. Like, I was just like, that's insanity, bro.
What,
like,
if his wife was in the car watching?
No, he was a worker. Like, he was, like, he did not have a wife. Worker? Yes, he, no, like, not a worker for the store, but, like, a construction worker. That, which I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you are, what you do. You're a man. You should open the door at least. At least I always open the door for people. So anyway, he didn't do that. And I was talking all this shit to Sabrina about how guys don't do that anymore. And then I went on a date with the cancer guy that I told you about, that I went to his, like, pool party. Uh-huh. I didn't go on a date with him, but, like, I spent time with him, whatever. And he opened the door for me, like, the car door. He closed it. Like, he, like, made sure I was, like, in.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, obviously paid for everything, and he asked if I was hungry, and then he opened the door again, like, it was just, like, all this nice stuff, and I'm like, okay, Arian, it's not,
like,
that, dead.
Which is really nice. Like, Arian is, like, super chivalrous.
Yeah,
he always opens the car door for, like, girls. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's, like,
girl.
So sweet.
Always opens it, always closes it, always gets out of the car if I'm, like, walking to the car, if we're going to get something to eat. And he, like, offers, you know, if he's like, hey, do you want to go get something to eat? Like, he's always going to pay for it. Like, he's just like that.
I think that's really sweet. And I feel like more guys should be like that. And it's not to say that us girls only like guys that pay for everything. It's just that, like, an attitude.
Yeah, it's not that. It's just, it says a lot about somebody.
And it makes the girl
opening the door for me. Like, I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it says a lot. And the fact that we both stopped at the same time in front of the door... It was just weird. But I was like, it's okay. You don't get a pass, but, like, you're never gonna hear from me ever, you know. Just saying. We're not ever, like, a thing.
If we ever go out.
Like.
Was he hot?
No. But still. I mean, he had, like, nice hair. Whatever.
Was he?
No. He wasn't black.
No, I was asking if he was white.
No. He was, like, Spanish. But it's even worse. You're a Spanish guy, you don't fucking open the door for people?
Yeah, for women.
Especially?
Spanish guys are super chivalrous.
Like, what's wrong?
I feel. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully just ladies. Because I don't know if I want anybody else to hear this.
Any gentleman
to hear this.
If you are actual gentlemen, we won't be like this forever, okay?
Yeah, we're just going through something. I'm 22, she's 23, like...
Give us a break!
Like, literally, can you cut us some fucking slack? Like, oh my God. Like,
we're just trying. We ultimately really do love. And we want...
Of course, I
love that. We have great intentions.
I can't wait to be in love one day, but... I know I'm just, like, hurt in love.
Keep bleeding, keep bleeding in love.
I keep bleeding in love. You cut me open and it's raining all on me. And we find it hard to believe. I'll be wearing these love for everyone to see. I don't care what they say. I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away, but they don't know the truth. My heart is gripping from the pain that I keep on frozen.
Sing it.
Ooh, you cut me open.
Yo, she goes crazy. Yeah, that song hits so different now. I'd be like, damn.
Anyway, if you're still here and you listen to all that, we love you.
Please have a good fucking day, guys.
Happy Wednesday.
We're probably not going to post this on a Wednesday, are we?
Probably not.